Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader with Jimmy Allen there.
Who are we? Well, my name is Chad, and I live with all women, including my dog. I'm the only male in my house.
I'm Maria. Speaking of dogs, I brought home a puppy 11 years ago, didn't tell my husband. He still hates my dog 11 years later.
He brought it up over the weekend.
Oh, my God. Get over it, honey.
And I'm JP, and I can't say no to a good time no matter how busy I am.
Speaking of a good time, you had family in town. Are they gone yet?
No, they're still here.
Okay.
My mother-in-law, my niece Drew, and her friend Maddie.
And you took them to the Grand Canyon on Friday.
Yeah. Came right back home from the show, and we loaded the crazy taxi of 7 people and 2 dogs. And we headed out to the Grand Canyon.
I didn't know you brought the dogs, too.
Oh, yeah. Fitz and Frank the Tank were in the caravan, whatever thing.
They have any accidents in the van?
No accidents.
Okay, that's good. So how was the trip?
It was fun. It was a lot of effort for the hour and a half that we were at the Grand Canyon. But as soon as we get in the car, this happens.
Hey, Heidi, we forgot my camera. I need to turn around.
Are you serious?
Yeah. We're not that far. We can turn around.
You are so lucky we're only 5 minutes away.
Drew, it doesn't take that long to get a camera. Where are you?
Well, you know, you do want to capture that. Although a camera does not give the Grand Canyon justice, wouldn't you say?
Oh, it doesn't matter what you take pictures of with. Like whether it's your iPhone, whether it's like a professional camera, pictures don't do that beautiful Grand Canyon justice.
So you had a bunch of people in the van, and you got there, you saw it, everybody was mesmerized by the beauty?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a big hole. Cool. Awesome. Beautiful.
And then on the way back from the Grand Canyon, I made a rookie mistake. I didn't know that there's no food for like 2 hours, 2.5 hours. So if you don't get food right away as you're leaving the Grand Canyon to come back to Phoenix,
yeah,
you're SOL. So everyone starts getting the hangries. JP, pull over. I'm hungry. I can't. There ain't nothing. There's no gas. There ain't nothing. So we finally got some food. But man, for that 2.5 hour period from leaving the Grand Canyon, so we had a cooler of snacks and stuff, but we burned through that on the way there. So we had nothing on the way back.
I was just going to say, where's your cooler of snacks?
Gone.
Is that what this clip is? You guys yelling at each other because you're hungry?
It's just everybody singing in the car.
99 bottles of milk on the wall. 99 bottles of milk.
I'm hungry.
Take one down, pass it around. 98 bottles of milk on the wall. 98 bottles of milk on the wall, 98 bottles of milk.
I'm currently in hell.
Take one down, pass it around, 97 bottles of milk on the wall.
Oh my, I'm glad that was you and not me.
Oh my, that would drive me bonkers.
So I had fun at the Grand Canyon, but it was a lot to get there and a lot to get back.
So JP's road trip, you would say pretty stressful, right?
Yes.
So I think we need to look for people with the worst of the worst when it comes to road trips.
Yeah, road trip horror stories. Have you been on the worst road trip?
Hey there, Maria and Chad Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Christina.
Hey, Christina. What's your road trip horror story?
So when I was younger, we went on this road trip, me and my family. First, this was like way old school. So we used to have this little metal fan in the front of the van to in front of like the motorhome to help us keep us cool. And my sister, her hair got tangled in the fan.
Oh.
So when she went to swipe, like, to pull her hair out of the fan, she cut her finger with the blade of the fan.
Oh.
So when we had to, like, pull over because her finger was, like, bleeding everywhere. So we had to pull over to put, like, bandages on it. So we get to, like, this gas station, and my dad has to fill up with gas. And my mom's standing at the door of the motorhome, and the wind starts blowing, and my mom's finger, like hand is holding like the ridge of the door. The door swings closed, and it smashes my mom's ring finger on her hand. So the ring is now stuck on my mom's hand, like smashed on her hand, like her finger starts turning purple. It was a nightmare. My dad had to like cut it off. Then we had to find the hospital. It was a crazy road trip.
Was that the last road trip you ever took as a family?
No, I mean, we took more. There was so many of us. Like that was just one of the worst ones we had, let's say.
In Maricopa, this is Cindy. Tell us about your horror story road trip.
Alrighty. I was taking a trip with my husband and I and 2 of our friends, and we were going to Laughlin. We had never been. Our friend, his name was Julian, and he had all the information, the hotel where we were staying. He was our navigation guy. Now, we were supposed to leave at 2 o'clock. My husband and I were late to pick him up, an hour late. Got there at 3, picked him up, loaded him up, noticed he had been drinking. He wasn't driving, so we were okay. My husband's driving. He jumped in the front seat with my husband, told him where to go. He was beyond drunk, did not know where he was going. It took us 8 hours to get there. The whole time we were driving, he kept saying that we stole his teeth.
That you stole his teeth, like in his mouth?
Yes. He kept saying, accusing us of taking his teeth.
And he was drunk, so, you know.
I didn't understand because I was like, do you wear dentures? Or like, what do you mean? And he was like, no, you stole my teeth. You have my teeth. And he went like from the front seat to the back seat, checking our pocket the whole time. Then we got halfway there, and he realized he had them on. It was an Invisalign.
Oh, okay.
So that's what he was talking about the whole time. But the whole time we had detours, my husband was listening to him. We were in, I don't know, it looked like literally like hills have eyes. We were creeped out of where we were. We ended up, I don't know where, in the middle of nowhere.
Cindy, we got to say, you have the worst horror story as far as road trips are concerned.
Oh, it was bad, but we winded up getting there at 3 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
You win for being the worst.
Thank you for calling, Cindy.
Thank you.